Hello?
You are. Hi, good morning. This is Shane Yong calling from the Homes region. This is Victoria.
Yes.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Okay, great. So I see that you reached out for home care services.
Yeah, my dad's in the hospital, so I was just looking, trying to look into something. I don't know.
That you want to be, once he's out, you want to be the caregiver and help him?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Is he on
Medicaid? Somebody told me that I could do that.
Right, right. And
yeah,
he can help
lives
you
alone.
Apply for the service.
Okay.
Do you know if he's on Medicaid?
Yes.
Yes. What do you have his Medicaid ID?
Or
any other information?
Do you have your Medicaid ID? I'm talking to somebody to
Medicaid?
Yeah. Do you have your
what's
is it the Medicaid card or like his actual, I mean both of it's Medicaid, right? You got two different cards, the A and B and then the
I am not sure. So it's not Medicare, Medicaid. I'm referring to Medicaid.
Card, but that's not,
okay.
That's not for that.
Let me see.
If you're not sure, I can check with the date of birth.
He has both.
Oh, okay. I can check with the date of birth if you don't have to.
It's 7/11. I mean, not that's my birthday, Jesus. 7/15,
1953. And what's his first name?
Enrico.
A and B.
Could you spell it for me?
E N R I C O.
Okay, and last name?
Favorito. F S and Frank. A V is in Victor. O R I T O.
Okay, so you have the same lesson because he submitted a form.
Yes, yes.
Okay, he is coming up on the Medicaid website. I do have his ID, but it's showing us inactive. Is he aware that it's inactive, his Medicaid?
Really?
Yeah, it's showing us inactive.
Medicare. It says Medicare.
Right, so you might have Medicare, but this is a Medicaid from this program. So we work with Medicaid. But we can help
really
him reapply if he's
just
getting the services. Right, yeah, I understand. That's okay. But if you're interested in the services, then I can assign an enrollment specialist, and we can help him reapply for Medicaid. Once it's active, then we can have him enrolled in the home care services.
Yeah, if we could try to do that and try to see if he's eligible.
Right. Does he have anything, do you want to ask him if he knows this, like, if that is inactive and if he would be eligible? Like, it depends on the income and assets.
Are you eligible for Medicaid?
Am I eligible? Medicaid.
It's inactive.
You got Medicaid and what?
Medicare.
And Medicare, right?
Yes, but for this, you need Medicaid.
I don't know if I'm eligible.
He doesn't know.
They might say I get too much money.
Oh. Right? Yeah, I'm not sure with his Social Security how much he gets.
Do you know how much it is the monthly income about?
Hold on one second. How much do you get your Social Security monthly?
I get
$1,800.
And what about, does he own a home?
No, rent.
Rent? And does he own a car?
Yeah. He has a car, yes.
And his name? How much? Do you know how much it is worth?
No.
Okay. Let me take his information, and I'll have an assigned an enrollment specialist, so she would be able to check that for you if he is eligible for it.
Okay.
What's his address?
What's your address, Dad? I don't know the house number.
731
Pond Street.
OPA 19007.
Mom, don't go over. 19007?
Yes.
In Bristol, PA?
Okay. Yes.
And that's in Bucks County?
Yes.
Okay.
Mom, I wanna go.
Okay, give me 5 minutes.
Wait. Calm down. Can you come to see me?
No,
it's a big one. Oh, yeah, Michael. Where you gotta go?
We have to go somewhere to get ice cream.
We're not getting ice cream.
Guess what I got? Oh, great. I just saw it.
Okay, are there any minors in his home?
No.
Well, it's too cold anyway. It stinks in here.
Okay, and you'll be the caregiver.
What's
his number?
His phone number?
His phone number, yeah.
Hold on 1 second. It's 267 912-8856.
8856. So it's 267-912-8866.
5-6.
Oh, 8-8-5. Okay.
No, Gianna. No. No. You don't just do that.
You don't need this one. You can go like this.
You don't need... Here.
Okay. Oh.
Gianna. Just sit down.
Are the doctors here all night?
They take care of people all the whole big floor.
Oh, man.
A lot of room. They need help. I know with the problem they need help. Somebody pulled out of the room. Somebody went out sick. They need somebody else. Okay. This room is not. They just put the dogs and put other hands and then go, okay, left. Other things.
Yeah, they already have it.
The system for using at work.
You have to wear that old man. You have to wear that old man.
This? Yeah, I gotta wear this all day. But I put this on.
But do you have to keep
it? This is in, as long as this is available. And this.
What is that thing for?
It's the code to me.
What is this?
Everything that, every time they charge me, I see medicine, I get charged for it.
Like, why do you,
the hospital.
Why do you need to keep that on? Does it help you sleep? You're not sleeping.
They're charging me hospital medicine. I'm just not being
suspected. Does he get any food? Who feeds him? Who's Rocky?
I've been taking care of Rocky.
What?
Yes. I've been running all around.
He's old, Rocky.
He...
He's in the face. You know, he's over there. I ain't going to go to bed. Yeah, his dog is going to go. Your next one will pee on him. That's what he is. He doesn't know better. I don't think he's peeing right.
Why is there a vitamin on the floor?
A what?
There's a blue vitamin on the floor.
No, that's a cat. The cat.
This is bad news. I want to go, Mom.
Hey. Hello?
Yes, I'm still here. So I'm still getting your information, and I have Naftali, which is one of the enrollment specialists. I'm sending in the information to him. He'll be able to help you. And is it okay if I transfer you over to him?
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay, I'll transfer you over, and he will be the one assisting further. Thanks so much for reaching out.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Sit down. I'm trying to do something. Okay. Well, I'm going to tell you.
Yes, hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good.
I was trying to try to enroll my dad in Medicaid.
Oh. one second. This is Victoria?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So my name is Naftali. I'll be the service coordinator. So you're trying to enroll your dad, Enrico. Does he have Medicaid?
He has Medicaid. Well, Medicare, I think he has.
Yes, she notes here that the Medicaid is inactive, you know?
Yeah, I'm not really sure why or what.
Okay, not about
the requirements
alongside that you apply with the home for the home care services, then you apply as well for Medicaid. So that fills out the form that you want Medicaid as well.
Yeah.
Okay, so let me first ask you about the income and the assets. Is your dad's total income more than $2,900 per month?
No, he said $1,800 he gets from Social Security.
Okay, perfect. Does he have any assets like a house or something, or like a life insurance policy?
No, he rents.
He doesn't have any other assets.
He has a car. That's about it.
Okay.
I wouldn't say he has anything else.
And the car is not worth more than $8,000.
Oh, no.
Okay. Perfect. So you should be able to qualify. Let me just explain you what the process is. So basically, it might take up to 2 months. But it all depends on how on top we are on it. Let's say any assessment, documents, and stuff that we need. If we're on top of it, then it's in about 2 months, I would say, we should be qualified and approved and can start care.
Okay.
So the process is like this. So first he's going to have 2 assessments. The first one is a financial assessment, which you're going to call in the broker and schedule the first assessment. Alongside with that, we will need a doctor's form that he needs the services. So we have our own telehealth doctor that can call you and sign the PCP form.
Okay.
If that works with you, I'll go ahead and request it.
Okay. Gianna, come here.
So you say that your father has Medicare?
Yes.
Okay, so if you can provide me, do you have the Medicare number with you?
Let me see. Dad, can I see your cards again? Gianna, come here. You have to be...
What are you specifically looking for?
I need your Medicare cards. I'm trying to get you help. Please sit down. Okay, well, you have to wait till I'm off the phone, and then we'll go. I'm doing something for Grandpa. I don't care. You have to sit down. Stop walking out in the hallway. Oh, kids, man. Okay.
This one?
Yeah. No, let me see that one, too.
Okay,
so what exactly is it that you need?
Just the Medicare ID.
It is 5TB3YR. What was that?
Just if you can start again. Didn't catch it.
I have 2 different cards, so I don't know what's... This is just the Medicaid health insurance, like that paper card.
Okay. Probably not that one.
You have that one, or you need the other one?
Let me see if she already uploaded it. She said it's not working.
And then the other one he has is a Jefferson Health Plans.
They know. Computer.
Not uploading that, but you gave her your Medicaid ID? I guess so, because she checked it's been active. But this should be in the system. The Medicaid ID should be in the system. I just need the Medicare ID.
So is it the one that... Okay.
What is the other contact you have?
This one, Jefferson Health Plan, the ID, it says
548-9908.
548-9908.
Is that Medicare?
Yeah, it says Medicare.
That's Medicare. Oh, perfect. So 548-9908. Okay, so I'll go ahead and request the telehealth doctor to call you. Schedule the video call for the PCP form as well. It's going to be from a 718 New York number.
Okay.
Just forgot for that. So the first assessment, as I said, is a financial assessment. The second one is going to be a functional like examination, what the needs are. And this is the aging agency will call you after the first assessment to schedule the second one. So this is not, you don't have to call them. We have this, and also if he has any bank accounts, the county would need to prove his income, so they will need a 5-year lookback statement for any account that he has. So basically, you call in, just call in the bank, tell them that you need it for home care services, and they can email you a 5-year lookback statement for any account that he has.
Okay.
So this is the first few steps. After we have all that, the case goes over to the county assistant office. They review it and they approve it. Once this is done, the insurance will assess how many hours your dad needs and he can start care. So as I said, the whole process might take up to 2 months, but all depends on how on top we are. So just for a recap, I'll give you the number of the broker. Let me know when you're ready for the number.
Okay, hold on 1 second.
Just stop talking.
Okay, what's the number?
The number is 877 550-4227. So
and
this is the first assessment. Yes, it's an in-home assessment. Just tell them that you want to apply for home care services. They will schedule an appointment. Someone will come down to your house and assess them, financial assessment. Well as I told you, the PCP form and the financials, the 5-year lookbacks. So I guess that's it. You can save my contact, my phone number in your contact, so you know who calls you, because I'll probably be calling you along the way.
Okay.
My name is
What's your number?
My number is 267-551. 7445. Okay. So once you have the date for the broker, you can just text it to me because I want to put it into the system. Okay?
Can you spell your name for me?
N as Nancy, A, F as father, B as Tom, A, L, I. Once you have the dates, just send me the dates. So I'll put it into the system. And is it a help if I transfer you right now to the broker?
I'm not going to do that right now because my daughter is with me and she's driving me crazy.
Okay.
She wants to leave the hospital.
Not a problem.
I want to leave the hospital.
Okay, so, but have a good day.
So
and,
is someone going to call me or I call that number that you gave me?
So you call them. You have to call them and schedule the first assessment. And about the PCP form, someone will call you from a 718 number. It's a different thing. Different appointment.
Okay. All right. Got it.
Okay.
All right. Thank you very much.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you, you too.